Hello. This is Harley, and I am doing like a part two to my sexual experience pickle thing ramble. So I had talked about how I was going into a massage by someone who is, I would call him a friend. Really cool guy, really nice. And my dilemma of what do I do? Because I want to have sex with other people, and there's the whole conversation with the husband about that. So, just a whole bunch of complications. And then, this is what happened. Went into the massage. And hadn't seen him in, I want to say 2 months, I think. Because I'm poor, and that just kind of decides whether or not I'm gonna get a massage, I suppose, because, yeah, whatever. Anyways, go in, we talk, we catch up, his kid, because he's a dad, by accident, I think, is getting really big, super cute, adorable child, and start the massage, go through the massage, get to the end of the massage, like, it's completely normal for us. It was good, because duh. And it was, I'm saying ums and ands a lot, I'm sorry. And if you hear noises in the background, it's because my cat is giving herself a bath, because that's what cats do that. She's so cute. Anyways, we get to the end, and we hadn't talked about anything that had to do with sex stuff, and he hadn't asked about anything. So I asked if he was still attracted to me, and he said yes. Why? And he's made it sound like it was a silly question, which, whatever. And I told him that I was just curious, and because I worry. I worry a lot. I am a consistent worrier. I cannot help myself. It's just, I've always worried. I've always done those things. Anyways. What are you doing, cat? Okay. And then he said, well, we haven't really talked about a sensual massage, which I had had before from him, because we hadn't had that conversation. We had done other things. We had made out. He went down on me. Cat, what are you trying to do? He went down on me. I gave him head. And very nice. Very, like, a slow passionate, I guess is the way that I would describe it. So he's not, I had said before that he's spiritual, but it's not like the God type of spiritual. It's like, body, like, chi and meditation and all that stuff. He's a bit older. He is either late 30s. I think he's late 30s. He's having a kid late. And I don't know. Very wanting to please and very so not dominant, which is an issue for me, but it is what it is because apparently I can adapt. But he's never really been, he doesn't like to push for what he wants, so he doesn't know. Like, I was asking him, like, what his favorite positions are and stuff like that. And he said he didn't know. He said he liked different ones. And I'm like, well, what's your favorite? What do you like to do the most? And he didn't know because he kind of just does what other people want to do because he's very much into pleasing the other person, which is wonderful. And that's a great thing to find in someone. But when you don't like making decisions and you like kind of just going along with stuff, that doesn't work at all. So we'd done other stuff, and then he had said, well, we hadn't talked about it in a while, and I said, well, yeah, it's okay, I'm okay with that. I've wanted it for a while. I had shaved completely everywhere, except for my head, for the last two massages? It had been a while before the last one, because the last one was 2 months ago, and then it had been a while before that. But, anyways, when you do a traditional, well, in my experience, when you do a traditional massage, for me, it is best to be completely naked, and then you're under a blanket or whatever, and then as they're massaging you, they uncover the various body parts that they're massaging. So, if they're doing, like, your arm, they'll uncover your arm or your back, whatever, leg, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so, he totally unveiled the top part of me because he was playing with my breasts, which was very nice. It's all really nice. There wasn't really a bad part about it. Well, anyways, eventually we had sex because he asked the silly question of, well, do you want to go all the way? Which I thought was hilarious because that terminology isn't really used nowadays, but whatever. And I said, yes. And that it wasn't really a weird moment for me. The weirdness for me didn't really set in until afterwards. But we had sex. And it wasn't like, it wasn't fucking, which makes me sad. But everything's different. He's actually bigger than my husband. But it was really strange. So he's bigger than my husband. But he was just a little bit softer than usual, like, softer than my husband would be, so not as hard. So, I felt everything, but it wasn't, I guess, as deep as with my husband, like, it didn't hit all the spots that I thought it would hit, but whatever. We did missionary, and then I'd put my legs up, and then I had asked if there was any position that he had never gotten to do, and he said that he wasn't sure, but he doesn't think so, and then we had talked about the position where the girl is laying on her stomach, particularly with her legs closed, and then he's, like, doing her from behind. And he said that he likes all positions, but he likes that position just a little bit much. So we didn't do that for a while because he wanted to last a good decent while, which he did. And it was, I don't know, I don't want to say it was boring, but it wasn't exciting. Like, it was good. But he had, like, a slow and steady pace of, like, I don't know. I say of, like, a lot. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. Just that speed. Consistent. Like, there was, like, maybe two times where he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so annoying sometimes. In, out, in, out, in, out. So, that's what that was. But we eventually switched. And it, I don't know, it was good. It was fine. Nothing fancy, nothing special. But the weirdness for me really sunk in afterwards of, I can't say that I've only had sex with one person now. Which I think is the biggest issue that I have with everything. With the whole situation. I don't care that he's almost twice my, or not twice my age. Yeah. He's almost 20 years older. No, he's not 45. So, working on being twice, or, working on, he's like 15 years older than me. Which is weird. No, it's not weird. It's, no, it's not weird. I can't say that I've only had sex with one person now. And now, I'm in this weird spot where I have a friend of mine who's kind of pushy about wanting sex from me and wanting to have sex with me. Apparently, I've done a really good job at, like, teasing him. And he's like, you've had sex with someone else? That means we can have sex now. And I'm like, well, kind of. He's like, well, you had sex with someone else. Well, I have to talk to my husband first to make sure it's okay. But you had sex with someone else. With his permission. Well, why can't you have sex with me? You have to talk to him. And he's a little pushy, but it makes sense, sort of, for the awkward, like, friendship relationship we have. And, yeah, so I want to have sex with him, because I think with him it would be fucking. And I want that, and he is a bit bigger than my husband. And I'm pretty sure he would be extremely vigorous. And I'm just interested to know what that would be like, because I want to know what that would be like. So I want to do that, but then husband is like, well, he's pushy, and I don't like that. So we're in this, well, he said, yes, I can have sex with him, but he wants to be there, which my friend had already agreed to, but I don't know if that still stands. And I told him that, and he didn't respond, because he does that, where he likes to text me and then not respond, because I guess he's a flake or something. Anyways, now the husband is has the dilemma of, is that someone that he's okay with me having sex with? And part of me wants to say, I should be able to have sex with whoever I want, but that's not fair. And that's not true. I don't think that's true. I think that that should be a conversation. But if the issue that he has with him is that he's pushy, I think that, I don't know. I don't know what I think. But I know that he's clean. I know that he doesn't have, obviously we would use a condom. Because just, fuck no. I know that he's clean, he's going to the Navy, he leaves in October, he just got tested for everything, and he's fine. So, I don't know, it's just weird, and I guess I'm down about it, I'm kind of depressed about it, because it's, that was so prideful for me, and that meant a lot to me, because people would asked me about people I've been with, and I'm like, well, I've only been with my husband on basically all accounts. He was the first person I ever dated, actually dated, first person I kissed, first for everything, basically. And now he's not just first and only. He's just first. And that's... it makes me feel weird. And I came home and I told him what had happened. He said, okay. Are you disappointed? No. Are you mad? No. Because he had already spoken to him about it and everything. And it was still cool. It just... I feel like I should feel bad. I feel... yeah, that's basically what it is that I don't know if I actually feel bad or if I'm repressing it or what it is. But that's the weirdness I'm in right now. And yeah, so that's what happened. Bye.